Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Hey, I got it together today. I couldn't remember that little phrase last week. I was a little bit distracted with some things going on here in the office, and I was trying to do something while we were going on the air, and I just completely lost my mind that day. That was Friday, if I do remember correctly. Well, they've done it. They have shut the government down. And I have an article here from the Daily Signal that's talking about that. And it says Schumer's shutdown makes it clear the Democrats' real priorities. And their real priorities are not the American people. He says, as you may have heard, a government shutdown is looming. Well, of course, it has now happened here in D.C. Many of you out there watching probably think, so what? That can be a good thing, right? Less of Washington, fewer bureaucrats telling us what to do and how to spend our money. Well, those are all good points, but that is not why Democrats are threatening to put down the government. Let's keep in mind, this is the same party, the Democrat Party. Now, this is coming from the Daily Signal, Genevieve Wood. The same party that is telling us, if we shut down the government, this will be a travesty for millions of Americans. So many government programs and services will be unmet. But yet, they were still willing to do it. And they did it. And why do you think that is? Well, it's because their liberal base is demanding that in this election year, they put the needs and desires of those who are here in this country illegally before anybody else. So if you're an American who wants to live in a safe community and wants a safe border, too bad for you. If you're a man or a woman serving in our military, sworn to protect us around the world, well, we're just not going to get those funds and that the military may need. And if you're somebody who is not an American citizen, but you're standing in line because you, too, want to have a chance at the American dream, and you're trying to do it the right way, the legal way, to all of those folks, Democrats are saying, get to the back of the line. Well, she's right. This is exactly their attitude, but it's more than just their liberal base. It's about money. When the American people wake up to the realization that it's always about money and power, maybe then we'll wake up. Well, I wrote an article for Melody Cedarstrom's Discount Gold and Silver Trading this weekend. And as I was thinking about it last week, I don't know where these things pop into my head, but the poem that is just simply gibberish, maybe that's why it popped in my head, was Jabberwocky. Don't you see a little bit of Jabberwocky in Congress with what's going on? Jabberwocky. It's a silly nonsense poem about the killing of a creature named Jabberwock, and it's written by Lewis Carroll. Now, if you want to read this, it'll be posted later this week. I think she'll get it done probably tomorrow at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. After what we've witnessed in the last many years, more than a century truly, we should realize how deep the corruption in our government has gone. We call it a deep state, remember? we can see it especially since the last election, how Congress is a huge jabberwock that needs to be destroyed, or at least tamed, put back in its place. It doesn't take a genius, or else, I wouldn't be here. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that Congress is the problem in America today. Not just the Democrats. Yes, we've had some bad presidents, but presidents come and presidents go. Congress stays and stays and plays, and we the people pay. Let's quickly review the three branches of our established government governing body. Now, remember, the U.S. was established as a republic. So in reality, we the people are the government, and these elected officials are our officers elected to represent the citizens, not dictate over us. And now remember, they're elected to represent the citizens, not the illegal aliens. The three branches are termed legislative, executive, and judiciary. Now I want to concentrate today, and in this article, that's what I did, was concentrate on the legislative branch. However, we might talk about the others. But the branches are there for checks and balances. They're supposed to be keeping each other honest, not helping each other stay corrupt. Obviously, by the title, legislative branch is responsible for making the country's laws, legislating. It is divided into chambers or houses of Congress, the House of Representatives, and the Senate. The House of Representatives is responsible for the purse, the spending of our monies. Both the House and the Senate write bills and must agree on the bill, pass it, before it can become a law. And then it goes to the executive branch, the president, to be signed into law. I think we can all agree that this nation is in a mess. No matter what you think about the latest government shutdown, we can only conclude that Congress is responsible. Regardless of which party has the majority, Congress, Congress, Congress. The United States of America is over $20 trillion in debt. Who should we hold responsible for that? Which president of the last 15 years is responsible for that? Regardless of the president, the debt rises. Congress. We listen and watch these elected officials as they pretend to oppose one another while in front of the cameras. And during our current president's administration, we've witnessed both parties do whatever they can to combat his every promise to we the people, the deplorables. We watch the parties argue over appointees for the president's cabinet, federal judge appointments, Obamacare, tax reform, and now DACA, illegal aliens in this country. Truth is that Congress together causes each problem set before this nation. They are the monster Jabberwock. I guess we could call them Congresswalk. And their rhetoric of explanations and so-called arguments are as nonsensical gibberish as the famous poem, I Hear Music. When we come back, I'm going to explain to you step by step, like Charlie Reese did. I'm going to use his words as to why you need to be angry at Congress. Congress, the House of Representatives and the Senate. That's what Congress is, all encompassed. Your calls will be welcome. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I also have a funny little story about the government shutdown and how it affected me when I was researching for this article last night. We will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I was sharing with you an article that I've written, Jabberwocky. Is it Jabberwocky or is it Congresswocky? And I'm at a little break here, so before I get back to it, I'm going to go to the phones. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
I'm great, Beth Ann. Question.
Uh-oh.
How is it a government that prints money out of thin air runs out of it?
Because it's all IOUs.
Yep.
Did I get it right?
Yeah, well, think about this, all right, with this DACA. With the DACA, $20 million or $20 billion to build a wall for $100+ billion every year to feed, clothe, and house illegals.
Seems like a no-brainer, doesn't it?
That's exactly what I thought. Mm-hmm. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah. The ones who are campaigning to fix the problems are the ones who cause the problems. And they cause the problems because it puts money in their pockets.
Hey, I'm going to send you a thing I found online today, and it's facts about California and illegals.
Okay, you're sending it by email or snail mail?
No, I'll send it to you by email.
Okay, all right. All right, let me get on with my story here, unless you got something else.
Okay.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it very much. You too. Keep listening. So Charlie Reese, and I have shared this many times, he eloquently said it in his article that he titled, The 545 versus 300 Million. Now, what he's saying in that title is, it's our fault. The 300 million people ought to be able to take on these 545 in D.C. Why haven't we? So here's what he said. Politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them to fix them. Have you ever wondered if both the Democrats and the Republicans are against deficits, why do we still have deficits? Have you ever wondered if all politicians are against inflation and high taxes, why is it that we still have inflation and high taxes? You and I don't propose a federal budget. The president does. You and I don't have the constitutional authority to vote on a the House of Representatives does. You and I don't write the tax code. Congress does. Policy. Congress does. You and I don't control monetary policy. The Federal Reserve Bank does. The Federal Reserve Board was created by Congress back in 1913 when Congress delegated its constitutional duty to provide sound currency to a federally chartered but private central bank. It's no longer, as of 1913, in the hands of we the people. Do you understand that? And who did that? Congress. Are you getting angry? Because I am, as I'm reading this. If the tax code is unfair, it's because they want it to be unfair. If the budget is in the red, it's because they want it to be in the red. If the Army and the Marines and our military are in Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever, it's because that's where they want them. If they do not receive Social Security but are on an elite retirement plan not available to the American people, it's because they want it that way. Don't you wish you had that authority and power as an employee to just say, hey, I'm going to make this for me. And you have to pay for it, boss. Congress and Congress alone is responsible for all our problems, and Congress should be held accountable by the people, we the people, who are their bosses. Provided the voters have the gumption to manage their own employees, we should vote all of them out of office and clean up their mess. This should be very simple to understand. As I said earlier, presidents come and presidents go, but Congress stays. They can only stay if we the people keep hiring them, keep voting for them. You have a voice not just at the ballot box, but you have the voice today and tomorrow. Make those phone calls and let them know, hey, Congress, we got your number. And we want you to start doing your job. And that number to call is 202-224-3121. You know, I'm going to have to stop right there and tell you a little story. I was watching Sean Hannity the other night, Friday night, I think it was. And usually I take a quietus, a little break from the news on the weekend, but I was watching it Friday night. Guess what he did? He gave that number, 202-224-3121. I'm telling you, I think they're listening to this show. So when you call them, tell them you want them to represent the people. We the people. Keep the nation safe and secure. Secure our borders, build a wall, support our military, manage the nation's finances, stop the spending, take back the responsibility of our currency, fire the Federal Reserve. They do not have the responsibility of health care, managing religion, emotions, and how much food and what food we eat. While Congress is to blame for their poor job and their corrupt ways, we the people are the ones who hired them. And we should say, you're fired. Let me share this poem with you. If you'll let me share the poem, it's nonsensically written. We have a real monster in our deep state. And that monster is killing liberty and it's killing freedom. Congress could care less about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, prosperity, or property for we the people. So this is Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll, but I've kind of interjected, put in a few words, calling it Congresswocky. 'Twas brilliant the slithy stoves, and I put in parentheses D.C., did gear and gimble in the wabe, all mimsy were the better coves, and the moam wraths outgrabe. Beware the Jabberwock, or the Congresswock, my son. The jaws that bite, the claws that catch, beware the hubbub bird and shun. Frimulus, Butternetch. Two-party power system and media. He took his vorpal sword in hand. Long time in monoxum foe he sought. So rested he by the tantum tree, and I put that's the tree of liberty, and stood a while in thought. And as in Ufish thought he stood, the Jabberwock, Congress, with eyes aflame, came whiffling through the tungly wood, and burbled as it came. One, two, and through, the vorpal blade went snicker-snack. He left it dead, and with its head he went galumphing back. And hast thou slain the Jabberwock, Congress? Come to my arms, my beamish boy, that would be we the people. A frabulous day, kula kulay, he shorted in his joy. 'Twas brillig and slithy toves, did gear and gimble in the wabe, all mimsy were the bear coves, and the moam wraths outgrabe. Liberty is in your hands, the Congress walkie doth understand. We know who they are and where they be. We the people, the Republic, are strong and brave. We can bring them down, and the power is in our hands. And once again, our nation will be free and independent people who stand for liberty. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It's time that we the people, the Republic, laid the Congress walk. There's more, and we will be right back. With Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We're going to go to the phones. We have Skits from Nebraska. Skits, how are you doing today?
Okay, well, first of all, when you say Congress, that's a generality, and it's a group which basically it's this kind of a fiction. It's like the war on terror. It's individuals in Congress, okay? Because remember, we got people like Rand Paul, we got the Freedom Caucus, but they're the ones that are not bought and paid for by Wall Street. Now, who really runs the country? Well, let's take a look. The Federal Reserve, if you look into the history of it, it was snuck through over the Christmas holiday, just by a handful of people. And remember who the president was at the time? Woody Wilson, got us into World War One. His mentor, his handler, really was this this unique individual by the name of Colonel House. Well, and we don't know too much about Colonel House, which already raises a whole bunch of red flags to me. So, and we go back, now we talk about the deep state. Well, who's the deep state? Well, I would say roughly it is the cabal of international bankers which has run affairs covertly around the world by moving their money here, moving their money there, financing this, and then all of a sudden yanking the financing out from underneath it and crashing it. So, don't forget, President Lincoln was assassinated. So if they can assassinate presidents who don't seem to go along with their agenda, then that's who is really running the show. And, I mean, there's people undoubtedly that go to Congress with good intentions, and those that don't, and those that don't are easily and quickly corrupted by the powers that be through their agents. And those that refuse to be, well, they'll at least have a hard time with it or meet some sort of an untimely demise, you know, kind of like the 60 people that in the orbit of the Clintons, or the 60, well, it's probably up to 69 now. So I'd vouch for a little bit more. I'd vote for a little bit more accuracy on that sort of a thing. Now,
well, how was I inaccurate? How was I inaccurate?
Well, yeah, but well,
I just gave a quick generality. I wasn't
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I would say, you know, when you get to the truth of something, the lies blow off the line. Okay, and
but I want you to explain what was inaccurate about what I said or what I read.
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't inaccurate. It was, you know, I mean, yes, you say Congress, but I mean,
well, Congress is a body.
Kind of drilled down into.
But yeah, there may be, and I, if you were listening, I said there might be a handful there that are trying to do the right thing, but the majority, both on the Republican side and the Democrat side, have done everything they possibly can to mess up this nation, and they're all making money.
They are the ones, and those are the ones that are bought and paid for by Wall Street.
And it goes way back. It goes way back to when they turned it over to the Federal Reserve. It goes way back.
Exactly. Now, I might add,
Skits, I want to add, that's also when they incorporated the United States.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you know, I'm kind of thinking if I was in the military and I wasn't getting paid and I was a commander of a battalion of Marines, well, you know, I'm thinking that we may pay a little visit and have a little sort of a meet and greet with old people like Feinstein and Schumer and Pelosi and
you can find them all there at Congress right now. They're all
I mean, you know, in full dress BDUs, you know, and of course bearing arms, and
it might be a little difficult.
We have a little sit down talk.
It's a good mental picture. It's a good visual.
because Congress is still getting drawn their paychecks, but the troops aren't. I'm thinking that it's time to defend the country against enemies domestic instead of foreign.
I agree.
Also, remember what Smedley Butler said in front of Congress in the 1930s. The war is basically a racket. This war in Afghanistan is basically a racket because all the troops are doing is guarding the poppy fields that disappeared when the Taliban was there.
Yeah.
You know, and the ladies that are marching for their so-called women's rights, I think they need to march in Saudi Arabia.
I think you're right. I think that's exactly
one
where
of my
they
annoying
need to go.
Habits.
All right. Skits, I appreciate
it. Wash twice. It's a long way to Washington.
You betcha. All right. Thank you. I have also in my hand, and this is coming from an organization called Wallet Hub. They actually want me to have somebody on the air, and we might do that. I don't know if I'm going to agree 100% with them, but they've got some good information in this article that they've accumulated, and it's on their website. And, by the way, their website is still open. The funny story I wanted to tell you about Jabberwocky, when I was researching to write that article for Melody Cederstrom's Discount Gold and Silver Trading newsletter, was I wanted to do a quick search even though I knew the responsibilities of the branches, the three branches of government, I just wanted to make a quick search, and I was going, and I didn't end up doing it, but I was going to, I did end up finding it, but I was going to just insert each one of their responsibilities, and I didn't end up doing that in the article. We may do that at another time. But the first search that I went to was the Truman Library. And guess what? The website is shut down because there's a government shutdown. They shut down the website. But they let it stay there enough that you knew that that's what was going on. You can't access because there's a government shutdown. Now, what does it take to keep a website up and going? I have a web host. I pay X amount of dollars every month to keep it going, and that's already paid. It's, you know, it's, I guess they haven't paid it yet. Or else they are the own host. It's just a mess. And who created the mess? Congress. This says in 2018, the government shutdown report. And it's listing the most and least affected states. It says, as the clock struck midnight on the 45th president's year, first year in office, the United States, and they did that on purpose, by the way, on his anniversary. The United States government shut down for the 19th time in history. And right on cue, both sides of the political aisle began attempting to assign blame and assume the moral high ground with the aid of the hashtags and the tales of the children at risk. But this isn't just another soap opera from the swamp for the swamp. History and hard data tells us the gears of government grinding to a halt will have nationwide consequences hurting red states and blue states alike. To determine whose homes of government shutdown strikes closest to, WalletHub compared the 50 states and the District of Columbia across six key metrics. We're going into a break. They range from each state's share of federal jobs and contracts to the percentage of kids covered by Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP. And you can check out the findings below, and it's got a list, and we're going to do that when we come back. But I wanted to add CHIP, Children's Health Insurance Program. That's one thing that the Democrats have been fighting so hard for. So when they shut the government down, they're hurting the very ones they claim they're trying to protect. 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Congress. Blame Congress. And we will be right back.
A moment from a founding father, perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've been talking about the government shutdown. I shared my rendition of Jabberwocky, and I believe Congresswocky is the real problem. The poem is gibberish. Made up words. Makes no sense. Their words in the media, in front of the cameras, is gibberish. Blah, 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 blah. Nothing they say has any truth in it. Or just maybe a little bit. And the rest of it is all propaganda. Wallet Hub did a little research about who's hurt the most. And it really came out that that the red states versus the blue states, and the blue states are hurt the most. They're most affected. But that's not surprising, is it? States depend on the federal government for a great deal. First, I circled the word depend. The states depend on federal government for a great deal. For unemployment and key benefits. I'm circling deal because we make deals with the federal government. The D.C. occupiers make deals with corporations and outside entities. And that's why we have issues of illegal and legal immigration. Did you know, and I could be incorrect, but I don't believe that I am, Apple is coming back. And they say they're going to offer X amount of jobs. I can't remember the number of them. It was astronomical, the number of jobs. But did you know they're also lobbying, helping, push to increase HB1 visas to bring more immigrants into the nation because we don't have what they need in their company? We don't have the educated, the trained people they need? Perhaps maybe we should be asking ourselves why we don't have that when we're throwing all kinds of money at education, public education, and also causing young people to go extremely in debt with a college education. That's just a little extra. You don't have to pay extra for that, okay? Well, the blue states apparently rely more on government, have more government jobs within them than the red states do. So is it any wonder that they are more affected by a shutdown? It's interesting to me. It says that number one affected is the District of Columbia. Number two is Maryland, three Virginia, four Alaska, five Hawaii. Then New Mexico, seven is Montana. Then comes Oklahoma, nine is California, 10 is Alabama, Colorado, Rhode Island, Mississippi comes in as 13, West Virginia, Maine, Texas is 16, I'm sorry, I said 13 before on it, Mississippi. Arizona, Massachusetts, Idaho, Utah is number 20, South Dakota, Georgia. Well, I'm sorry. They've got the states listed in alphabetical order. No, they're not. Most affected. Those are the ones most affected. We'll go back to Utah is 20, then South Dakota, then Georgia, then Washington State, Wyoming, Arkansas, Oregon. Back up to Pennsylvania's 27, Kentucky, Missouri's 29, 30, New York, 31, Connecticut. 32, New Jersey, 33, Nevada, 34 is Wisconsin. We're just going to keep going in line. Louisiana, Nebraska, Florida, Kansas, South Carolina, New Hampshire is number 40. Vermont, North Dakota, North Carolina, Illinois, Iowa, Tennessee, Ohio is 47, Delaware is 48, Indiana, Michigan, and Minnesota came in 51. The least affected. That, I find this interesting. There's a whole bunch of information on this, and maybe we will get somebody on from there. They're prompting me that they want to come on the air. I have shared some writings of a local advocate here for a local patriot, I should say, and he's been on the air with me. And I'm going to try and get this shared. I don't know if I'm going to make it. But he's writing a letter to the editor, so if you're listening and you're here in this area, you might get to see this if the editor is brave enough to print it. He says, let me make this clear. This is coming from Ed. There are only three ways that a rich or poor person can dispose of their money, which is guaranteed to bring wealth to themselves, their community, and their country. They are saving money, spending money, and investing money, and that's it. That's it in a nutshell. It's called trickle-down economics. No one hoards their money as the Dems would have you believe when they claim that trickle-down doesn't work. In fact, Democrats happily tell you that they want ever-increasing taxes in order to pay off the national debt, which they themselves doubled under Barack Obama. But ask yourself this question. What government in the history of the world has ever taxed its citizens into prosperity? The answer, of course, is none. The Dems apparently want to think, want you to think, that they can, though. One reason Dems like to raise taxes is that they buy votes through government subsidies. They buy the votes of those whom their policies put out of work, and those who enter this country illegally. Don't believe me? Here's the exact quote from a January 2018 memo co-authored by Jennifer Palmieri, Hillary Clinton's communications director. The fight to protect Dreamers is not only a moral imperative, it is also a critical component of the Democrat Party's future electoral success. If Democrats don't try to do everything in their power to defend Dreamers, that will jeopardize electoral chances in 2018 beyond. It's all about votes. It's all about money. And we'll have to share what Ed said tomorrow. Ed's got it right. But maybe he's a little too trusting of the Republicans. And I say that in jest because Ed was, at one point in time in his life, a registered Democrat. Wake up, America. The parties are partying with your money. And then they put on a Jabberwocky show in front of the cameras. Don't be fooled. We the people can slay the Jabberwocky Congress. And only then can we restore our republic and bring America home.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.